This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of not getting stuck on our spiritual journey. One thing I've noticed from studying the scriptures is how certain servants or people of God's name will change over time. For example, Abram started out as Abram, but God gave him the new name of Abraham, which means the father of many nations. And his wife Sarai becomes Sarah, which means princess. And what I made note of especially was that their name changed after they received God's miracle. And of course, for Sarah and Abraham, it was the bearing of a child so late in life. In other words, their old names seemed no longer fitting for where God was taking them or the new blessings He was about to bestow upon them. And so what that inspires me to do is just to keep pressing forward, to keep evolving spiritually. In my book, Blues to Blessings, the last chapter is titled 8 Suzettes Ago. What I mean by that is how I would characterize my spiritual walk 20 years ago and how it is today is very different. And so this means my spiritual relationship is steadily evolving, the beautiful and the ugly parts all intertwined. So let us remember these words as we strive to move forward on our journey. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. Philippians 3:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, what name best characterizes your spiritual walk today?